So today is March 23rd, 2017.
Okay. I'm really happy to tell you my story. I don't usually get mammograms. I changed my doctor at Scripps, and I went for a checkup with him, and he told me I should get a mammogram. And I said, no, I don't get mammograms. And he said, well, there's a breast clinic. Why don't I go to the breast clinic and just see how they can examine my breast in different ways and just reassure me that there's nothing there. So I said, okay, you know, to be hand examined is fine. So I went along to the breast clinic, and a really capable woman gave me a very intense breast exam and found a lump. She made me feel it. And as I felt it, the shape was long and thin. I kind of muttered, to me, this is my rib, because my ribs are, I don't have much flesh and my ribs do stick out. So she sent me to have a mammogram and a ultrasound. I had to wait 2 weeks, which is a very anxious 2 weeks, long 2 weeks to wait, which is pretty cruel. I think women who are diagnosed with something like this should have priority to get an earlier appointment.
Just and so as not to be so nervous for so long, yeah.
It's the stress.
Oh, yeah. The stress,
you know,
is horrible.
It makes you crazy.
Yeah.
So I went along, and I had the mammogram, and I went in to have the ultrasound, and a very, very sweet, you know, technician was doing the mammogram, went on and on and on doing it, and then asked me to wait on the bed without getting dressed so she could go and check with the doctor that she had captured enough. She came back in an absolute flurry of energy. She barged into the room and in an elevated voice said to me, get up and get dressed. There is nothing wrong with you. You have got nothing in your breast. And I like opened my eyes wide. My heart was beating. What does this mean? Why is she talking in this angry voice? And I sat up and she said, you are very, very thin. And this is your rib that your doctor found. What is up with these doctors that they do this? She said, can't you see? You're thin. You've got no flesh here. And when you feel it, of course you feel the rib. And the shape of it even is long and thin like a rib. She was absolutely furious. I mean, I was spellbound because I didn't know what news I was going to hear. But and of course, I was delighted to hear that I was in the clear completely. She said, don't come back again. She said, I don't want you coming back again. There is nothing wrong with your breasts. The way she spoke, I really picked up that this was something that happens quite often. And when she said, what is up with these doctors? What are they trying to do? I just gathered that this is a practice that seems to be familiar to her, because her anger wasn't against me or wasn't just against a little mistake, because I'm sure they're very tolerant of people misreading things. But this was something she had heard a few times, I can tell.
And now you know it's because they don't get paid if something doesn't happen. So what was...
Oh, can I tell you
my... So what's the other one?
Oh,
right.
My God, I have to tell you the story. I have to tell it to you. I went to a new doctor last year, and... she was very stressed in her own life because there was a leaking tap on her carpet, and she came late into me, flummoxed and, you know, distressed by what was going on in her private life.
This was also Scripps?
Scripps,
yeah.
And I was sitting there, and she was going on, she was typing on the computer getting my details. And when she came to, when last did you have a mammogram? I said, I don't have them. She like said, well, you have to have one. I'm going to put you down for one. And I said, no, thanks. I don't want one. She looked up and glared at me. And then she went on to all the others. You know, when did you have a last colonoscopy? I said, I don't take them very well. And I had one a very long time ago. It didn't work well for me. She went on with all the others. You're 75, you're old, you have to have a flu shot, pneumonia shot, meningitis shot, She went on and on and on, and I just said, no, thank you, no, thank you, I don't get those. Eventually, she stopped, and she just glared at me. She was hyperventilating with, like, anger. And in a little voice, I just said to her, I suppose I'm just really a bad patient. I really go for a checkup once a year to have my blood done so David can look at my blood and tell me what's going on, what's up or down, and what I can do to help. Eventually, when I said to her, I guess I'm a bad patient, she said to me, you certainly are. I lose money on you. I said, what? She said, I get penalized for every patient that I don't get to have all these treatments. I rest my case.
And what was the, with your husband and the netting?
Oh, my God. My husband, he's had a fib kind of little flutterings in his heart, and he gets really nervous. So he has had a few heart consultations with cardiologists. Most of the time, he's absolutely fine. He's healthy and fine. He was having a procedure in his throat called a Zico or something like that. It's where you get a little pouch in your throat and have to go down and snip it because food collects there. Before he had the anesthetic, he had to go to his cardiologist just to get a check that his heart was okay to have the anesthetic. Okay, fine. He asked me to come with him. We go, he doesn't see his own cardiologist. A guy comes in, sits down, doesn't look at his history, doesn't look at his file, doesn't look at any tests. He sits down and he starts saying, you're 70 years old. You need to think more carefully about your heart. Doesn't answer the question, can you sign the paper so I can have this procedure? Doesn't even look at that. Just gets on to, at 70, you're a man and you're 70, and heart attacks are very prevalent in men of 70. He doesn't look to see if he's fit or slim enough or anything like that.
But she is. He is fit. And
absolutely. Yeah. If he looked at the guy, he would see he was a healthy guy. So he says, I have some new things to tell you about. This is the salesman coming out. We have a net that we put into a certain part of the heart so that if ever there is a clot, the net will catch the clot and then you won't have any of these heart problems that clots cause. My husband opened his eyes wide. This is preventative medicine. He thinks, oh, so he asks questions. I sit there, a closed book. No, this is not for us. The guy sat with us for 45, I guess I have to call him a doctor, sat with us for 45 minutes talking about this net. There was another procedure that I can't even remember, the same sort of nonsense. The sad thing is that when we left him and got into the car, my husband said to me, What do you think of this? This might be something to consider. And I said to him, you know, I guess you are 70 and you make your own decisions. But from my point of view, if you're asking me, this was a salesman, a very slick salesman who is brought in to capture anybody, any sitting audience to put this net in. It's quite new and they have to push it because they get commission on everyone they sell.
And they have to make a lot of money to be worthwhile taking 45 minutes to try to sell it.
That's it. No other doctor gives you 45
That's
minutes
right.
when you just want him to sign a document saying this guy is fit and he can have an anesthetic. Nothing huge about the anesthetic. This might have been 9 months ago. And I read somewhere quite recently that there was a law case coming out about this net that there were things going very wrong with it.
And of course, the interesting thing is that medicine often calls something preventive or preventative, and it's a misuse of the word. Because mammograms is a good example.
Right.
They'll say that mammograms are preventive. Mm. And I always say, well, let's see. If the mammogram finds something, it didn't prevent it.
Mm.
And if the mammogram doesn't find something, it didn't prevent it. And therefore, mammograms are not preventive. They're diagnostic. These nets are not preventive. If a clot forms, it doesn't stop the clot. It's supposed to maybe catch the clot, but those nets can get clogged up with just some blood cells that are not clotted because somebody's not healthy enough, their blood isn't flowing enough, and they can die because of the net. And so it doesn't surprise me that there's some lawsuits out there. But yet it's scary that they spend so much time scaring people into procedures that not only they might not need, but it might cause their death later and they didn't need it.
But I also think it's disgusting that they operate through fear.
Yeah.
I noticed that when we look, I'm 75, my husband's 70, you know, you kind of come to meet doctors along the way, and there's always fear. If you don't do this, this will happen. I mean, well, my husband had blah blah, he went on stats, immediately on stats. He found out that the stats he took for a couple of months,
the statin drugs were
5 times stronger than he could have been taking. Not that I believe he should have taken it at all.
Right.
Out of fear, when I said to him, have you thought carefully about this? He said, oh yes, doctor says that if I don't take this, I'm going to have a heart attack. He has a healthy guy.
So now the doctor is also a psychic.
Right.
If you don't have this, you're going to get that. No.
And they have put the fear of God into him that he is going to have a heart attack because he's a man and he's 70. He is going to have a heart attack. That's what they have told him. And that's in his mind. And he's scared.
Oh, yeah. And there are just as many research studies out there that show that the statin drugs cause heart attacks.
I know. I've read terrible things. He went on it for a few months and then sheepishly threw them away. And realize that, no, that is not the way to go.
Yeah, I keep about 7 articles on my website in the published articles area on statin drugs, cholesterol, all the stuff, because cholesterol is not a problem. And they keep on saying it is. And it's now been conclusively proven, absolutely conclusively, that your cholesterol has no relationship to heart disease, and they're still pushing these drugs. So I just hope people will read about that.
Do you know, one day he went to the doctor, and the doctor said, your cholesterol is too high. His cholesterol and my cholesterol have been very similar in the ratios and what have you.
Sure.
And they gave him, is it the statins that bring?
Statins, yeah.
Statins brought his cholesterol down to, what's it supposed to be, under 200?
Well, they currently want it under 200, but of course there's no research on that.
It came down to 130 or something.
Oh, that raises your cancer rate tremendously.
I said to him, this is so unhealthy.
Yeah.
This could cause more problems. Why would you ever want your cholesterol to be so low?
Yeah, cholesterol is a healthy product that your body makes because it needs it.
Of course.
Low cholesterol causes dementia, all sorts of memory problems, muscle problems. We don't ever want. Basically, your body knows how much cholesterol it wants, and that's how much it makes.
Right.
And so if your body finds a need for more cholesterol because maybe we're exposed to more poisons and it's protective, then the worst thing to do is tell your body, I'm not going to let you make the cholesterol you need.
Mm.
And that's what they're doing. But you know.
And you know, I also feel that when you have had blood tests and there's certain things that are within the healthy range and you always have it.
Right.
It's consistent.
Right.
Then that is what your body is.
That's
Everybody's
right.
different. It's when it changes that you need to look at it.
Except that one of the changes is we get older.
Yes.
And as we get older, there are more poisons that accumulate in our body because we were the pesticides and herbicides and the stuff that's in the air and the toxins coming out of our carpet and all. So the amount of poisons in our body goes up as we get older,
right,
unless we live in the middle of a big rainforest.
Right.
And cholesterol is a protective substance.
Right.
So if you have more crime in an area, you want more policemen. If you have more fires in an area, you want more firemen. If you have more toxins in your body, you want more of anything the body makes to protect against them, that's cholesterol. You don't stop the fire department, you don't stop the police department, you don't stop the cholesterol. Maybe you work with somebody to help remove the toxins and make them lower, and then, oh my goodness, my cholesterol went down, my body didn't need as much. That's totally different.
And you see, David, what you've just said, I didn't even know. I didn't even know what cholesterol is. All we know is cholesterol is bad. B-A-D, bad. But nobody ever says, this is what cholesterol does, so it's useful in your body. It's there for a reason. Yeah. There you go.
Protects your nerves, something. Protects your brain. It's
dementia.
It's one of the most important substances in the body, and from what I've been told, it's one of the only substances that, although most of it is made in your liver, every cell in the body has the ability to manufacture cholesterol because of how important it is.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, we just keep on going that way. Thank you very much. And I will put that up for people to listen to.
I certainly hope you do. And I hope it helps people.